We're going to talk now, though, about the government decision that was announced last night to provide €19 million extra to ensure that things stay as they are when it comes to special needs assistance in this country until September of 2027. With me on the line to talk about this is Special Needs Assistant Jackie Coffey, who's campaigned on this alongside other SNAs and parents from Fossa National School. Jackie, good morning to you, and thanks for talking to us on the programme this morning. Look, what's your reaction, first of all, to all that's happened in this announcement? Know that you will not be losing SNAs and that the government are putting extra money in to make sure other schools get their SNAs for at least 12 months more.
Good morning, Jerry. Thanks for having me on. Sorry, I'm at a football pitch in Fossa, so the line mightn't be great.
You're fine.
It has been obviously a huge development again last night. It was brilliant to get, I suppose, to feel that we're being listened to and heard. And that, you know, settle people's minds at rest for this year. I suppose the concerns slightly are just in the fine detail of it, of how it will play out. The circular being looked at, the role of the SNA being looked at, and looked at as a whole now to incorporate. We have an opportunity here now for maybe, you know, at the moment with the primary healthcare needs, that needs to be looked at going forward so that an SNA is to look after all children in all levels. And I suppose that's what we've been looking for. It's been the kids constantly. Like last night, I was on a forum last night. There was over 1,000 people on an online Zoom meeting last night. And like some of the stories are heartbreaking to hear of, you know, the difference that SNAs are making. And I suppose it's brilliant to hear that, but it's awful that it's taken to this point to get to that.
Are you looking for a re-clarification of your role, a re-examination of what SNAs do, what the government wants, what the Department of Education wants, whether you'll be assigned to a class or whether you'll be assigned to an individual student, or whether the government is moving more towards setting up special classes? Do all of those questions need to be answered as part of this
period? Absolutely. And I suppose that's what we're looking for, Jerry, is clarity there. You know, like at the moment, they're saying that they're going to review the criteria on the circular. And they're also going to look at the role of an SNA, which is fantastic, and that's brilliant and well needed. But that's where we need the clarity. We need to know going forward, the role of the SNA needs to incorporate everything that we do. You know, come in and deal with the stakeholders, deal with people on the ground, and get a proper overall view of what we actually do. And also to look after the likes of that, it can't be restrictive in the boxes that they have at the moment for primary healthcare needs. There's so much more kids that are entitled to and have on psychological reviews have been given that it would benefit to have the use of an SNA and access to an SNA in school. So all of that needs to be incorporated to move forward.
Do you know yet how it would work? Because there is a situation with regards to numbers and how things change and the demographic realities that we're facing in terms of the number of students in primary school versus secondary school and where they may be needed. And what started all this off was the need to redeploy and change numbers. If that does happen, do you still know how redeployment will work, Jackie? Or is that another thing that needs to be answered?
That's another thing. And on that statement last night, the redeployment scheme was all of that is in for review and for, you know, rolling out the redeployment scheme, rolling out the all of the factors that they would roll out in a year's time. We have no idea how that's going to work. Redeployment is still very much up in the air. We have been given no details. Like, that's the thing. I suppose it's the uncertainty. You're just kicking uncertainty down the road for another year, really. I mean, the last thing you want to be is that in a year's time we're going to be in the exact same situation that we're in now.
Okay, and that's the idea. That's why this 12-month pause has been put in place. Everyone's holding on to their SNAs, and then we'll find out more down the line. Are you still carrying out your protest? You have a protest planned for tomorrow as part of a national protest, Jackie?
Yeah, absolutely. 5 o'clock in the Market Cross in Killarney tomorrow evening. We'll be going ahead with the protests. They're going ahead nationwide, and they will continue because I think it's important that, you know, realistically, this is our opportunity to push forward and get the government to understand from the parents, from the SNAs, from the schools on the ground that change needs to take place in order for going into the future, that there is a set policy which is acceptable to everybody and has access for all kids.
All right, listen, we're going to leave it there, Jackie. Thanks very much for giving us your views as things stand. That's Jackie Coffey there, who's an SNA, who's been campaigning on this issue with others since it emerged around 2 weeks ago.